CEO Business Mind, the radio show for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals. Whether you own or run a business or would like to start one, this is the place for all the answers. Now, here's your host, Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind. Welcome to my show today. If you want to get to me, it's really easy. Just Google CEOBusinessMind.com. Look for the box that says subscribe. Type in your email information. Follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you can take a look at my blog postings that are informational going back many years. You can see some of the businesses that we're in. You can even check out some of the job openings that we may have in the United States and sometimes even outside. If you're interested in my political ramblings, and they are ramblings, you can go to nationalfreedomforum.com. Same process. Look for the box that says subscribe. Type in your email information. Follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you'll get my political blog postings every day. If you want to know more about Paragon Home Resources, one of our growing businesses, just go to paragonhomeresources.com. Look for the line that says blog. Same process. Click on it. Type in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions, and if you do that, you'll see my Paragon Home Resources blog postings every day, usually every day. And if you've missed any of my shows, you can go to talkzone.com, and you can see all of my podcasts hung there, and you can catch up on any weeks that you may have missed. So we always start the show with seeing the train coming, and today I want to talk just very quickly about public education, because ultimately at the end of the day, we need our public schools. 90% of kids in this country go to public schools for better or worse, sometimes for much worse. And the reality is time is really running out to improve our public schools. I'm seeing it in Reno. You know, for many years, I haven't been that focused on public schools so much. I mean, I sort of knew what was happening. I knew that, you know, that the situation was eroding. My grandchildren are all in Christian private schools, top-notch schools. And so I was very focused on making sure that my own grandchildren were getting a great education. But I realized that, you know, we can't have a situation, and this is what we have today, where half of the kids in the United States, half, do not read or do math at grade level. And some are very, very far below grade level. And even in terms of the other subjects that we teach in our public schools, we're not anywhere near, you know, where other industrialized nations are in terms of academic achievement. And so I've started paying attention to what's going on in our public schools, in this case in Reno, Nevada, where I live. And I have to tell you, it's a disaster, folks. And I think Reno is just typical of what's going on in the United States. So rather than focusing on improving reading and math scores and, you know, improving academic achievement, we've got a school district, in this case in Reno, but I know it's happening everywhere, focused on critical race theory, focused on Project 1619. And I was a history teacher, you know, years ago when I taught in public schools. And I know that these concepts are nothing more than racist, Marxist, revisionist, fake history. They're not true. They're just not true. And so under the guise of social justice, we have the school board and we have the superintendent of our school district and other administrators. But I only point this out because what's happening in Reno is happening all over the country. And so, of course, parents are going crazy. They're fighting it like crazy. The same thing that's happening all over the country. Parents are showing up at school board meetings demanding that they not do this stuff. But it's even worse. They're doing gender screening now in public schools, where literally they're asking kids, they're saying things to kids like, and I mean even young kids, it really doesn't matter that you were born a boy or a girl. You can be anything you want to be. So in essence, don't assume because your name is Michael that you're a boy. You could be Michaela. Don't assume, you know, that because your name, you know, is Jennifer, that you're a girl. You know, your name can be something else. It can be whatever you want it to be. And so you have school teachers saying to these young children, you know, tell me what name, this is happening in our school district in Reno, Nevada. Tell me what name This is the teacher talking now. Tell me what name you want to be referred to as, and tell me what pronoun, he, she, they. What do you want me to call you? What pronoun do you want me to use with you? First of all of that is a violation of Third Amendment, Fourth Amendment, 14th Amendment, equal protection rights under the Constitution. So school districts that are doing this sort of thing, they are violating the rights of children. And I'm waiting for the class action lawsuits to come. There are lawsuits, by the way, happening all over the country against school districts, against school boards, because of some of the things that they are doing. We have, I get the listing of school board meetings every week in Reno. And one of them this week is because they've formed a committee, essentially, that's focused on human sexuality. And this really relates to this gender screening, and it also relates to, in quotes, reproductive rights, which means abortion on demand right up until birth and even after. And I wrote the school board, you know, I keep saying to them, guys, you've lost your way. Half of the kids in this district, and this is true about the whole country, do not read or do math at grade level. And you're focused on things that half of the country, first of all, don't agree with. Let's start there. But more importantly, there are no committees in our school district. There are no task forces in our school district in Reno, Nevada, that focus on improving academic achievement or raising reading and math scores. And I know a little bit about that because when I was in public education, I was the coordinator of reading and language development in an inner city junior high school in Los Angeles with 2,600 kids on 11 acres. And with the average reading level, this was primarily Hispanic kids in East LA, average reading level in the ninth grade was third grade, fifth month. And we worked like hell to raise those scores. And we imposed phonics. We used a phonetic reading system. And it worked. In 3 years, we saw the scores go up dramatically. So I know it can be done. But I know it takes really hard work. It takes focus. It takes discipline. And what I see happening today in the public schools is nothing more than indoctrination. You can't call it education. What's going on right now is indoctrination. It is not education. And, you know, it's left-wing socialist ideology, and it's happening all over the country. Here's why I bring it up. Remember, folks, this is a business show. How do we compete with China and with Japan and with Russia, with other countries that are not focused on this BS? They're focused on teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic and science and computer technology. And here we are, our school districts are not focused on achieving academic excellence. They're not focused on raising these scores. And I've said to our school board in Reno, either you think these kids are just stupid and there's no point in wasting time on them, or you're just clueless. I don't think they're stupid. I've taught in the inner city. I know that children can learn. I know they can. But I know they won't learn if we don't teach them something that's worthwhile. And so now we've got all this social justice stuff going on, and you're seeing the school board meetings all over the country. And I'm concerned from a business perspective. I can't hire people that can't read and write, for God's sakes. And then what am I going to be accused of discrimination because I'm supposed to hire people that can't read and write? I don't care what color they are, by the way. And so, you know, this is ridiculous. And, you know, I look at this, and as a taxpayer, the half of the country that sees this, that disagrees with what's happening in public schools, how long are we to pay property taxes, sales taxes, income taxes? And by the way, folks, whenever you hear the teacher unions, who are not in business to protect the interest of children, parents, and taxpayers, they are in business to protect the interest of their dues-paying members. The problem is they're woke, and now they support all this left-wing nonsense that's going on in our schools and indoctrination. If they were only in business to protect the interest of their members, I'd say that's fine. That's what unions do. But they're not. Even Franklin Roosevelt was opposed to public employee unions because he knew it would lead to corruption. And we see the corruption right now happening in our public schools. We see what's going on. We see the money that's being wasted. So how long are people going to want their tax dollars going to fund indoctrination instead of education? And that's where the rubber hits the road. I said to our school board, I want a refund. I don't want to spend my money on indoctrination. I want you to educate these children. I want you to teach them to read and write and know science and history, real history, not fake history, and technology and all the things that matter. This is an argument for what's now being called school freedom. That's the new term for school choice. All parents should have the right to put their kids in schools that actually educate children and that represent their values, not the values of the teacher union, not the values of a woke school board or administrators who are incompetent, who basically get paid whether they achieve results or not. I know in our school district, I asked to see the performance objectives of the superintendent of schools, and they were all just feel-good objectives. There was not one objective in this superintendent's performance objectives. This is in Reno, Nevada, where I live, that related to the performance of students, academic performance of students. Not one. They were all, oh, we like the superintendent. We really like her. We really, really like her. None of that matters, folks. There should be metrics that govern our schools, not feel-good nonsense. We'll be back with more after this quick break.
Are you planning to move? Paragon Home Resources can help you sell or buy a home anywhere in the United States. We provide a home resources coordinator to manage all aspects of your move. We recommend qualified real estate agents and other services to prepare your home for sale. Best of all, if you sell or buy a home with our assistance, you could be eligible to receive a tax-free real estate commission cash reward. We can also help you obtain a mortgage at competitive interest rates. Our lenders offer fixed and adjustable rates, conforming and non-conforming loans, plus FHA and VA financing. We can also assist first-time buyers with as little as 5% down. And when it comes time to move, we can refer you to qualified movers or other companies to assist with self-moves. Paragon Home Resources helps make moving as easy as possible. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at paragonhomeresources.com.
Now, back to CEO Business Mind, the radio show for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals with Joe Morabito.
Welcome back to the second segment of my show today. Well, in case you haven't heard, there is a big recall election going on in California. You know, what happens in California usually doesn't stay in California. And so Governor Gavin Newsom, who the people of California often refer to as Governor Gruesome, is being recalled from office. They gathered about 2 million signatures to recall him from office. And so there is a recall election, as I do this show, going on right now. In the next week or so, we will know whether, in fact, Governor Gruesome is going to be recalled from office. Now, let me describe California to you, because, you know, we have a son and daughter-in-law and family that live in California, so we're in and out of California frequently. We see what's going on. I grew up in California. We moved to Reno, Nevada about 20 years ago, but we're still very familiar. It's just across the border of what's going on in California. So let me describe what's happening in California. We have gridlock on our freeways in California. They do. Lousy public schools, terrible. I mean, we just talked about public schools, horrible achievement levels in many of the public schools in California, highest taxes in the country, regulations like crazy. It's almost impossible to do business in California. Homeless everywhere. If you go into LA, which, by the way, I grew up in Los Angeles. I know the city very well. Taught in the inner city of LA, worked my way through school in Beverly Hills, grew up in North Hollywood. So literally, I've been all over LA when I was a kid growing up and working in LA before we moved to Reno years later. It's a no-go zone. You can't go to Los Angeles. The crime rate is unbelievable. It's true in most of the big cities in California. Homeless are everywhere in Los Angeles, in San Francisco. You can't go to San Francisco. That's a no-go zone. San Diego's a little bit better, but not much. Orange County is probably okay. The interior counties may be okay, although there are homeless all over California. They're living on the sidewalks. They live everywhere in tents. It's unbelievable. You know, you look at what illegal aliens throughout the state, getting all sorts of free services by the government, state government, that is. You know, you look at California, and by the way, in the last few years, 18,000 businesses moved out of California. Big companies have been leaving California like crazy. You know, the big companies with 5,000 or more employees, they've been leaving California for years because they don't want to pay California income taxes, which are the highest in the country. And so you look at this backdrop and you say, okay, here's Gavin Newsom, Governor Newsom. And he's being, by the way, he made an incredible mess out of the COVID situation with lockdowns and masks and making life miserable for everybody. There was that little problem as well. And so he's being recalled from office. So let me explain how recall works in California. If he gets one vote, that you vote yes or no, should Gavin Newsom be recalled from office? Yes or no? If he gets one vote less than, or I should say, one vote more than 50% for no, just one vote more than 50% for no, he will be recalled from office. There are several Republicans running and to replace him. Larry Elder, the black, very smart TV commentator, is in the lead. And if, in fact, Newsom is recalled from office, there's a pretty good chance that Larry Elder, the first black governor of California, will be elected. Now, here's the problem. Here's the problem. All of the corruption that we saw in the 2020 election is still prevalent in California. So there will be unsolicited mail-in ballots. There will be ballot harvesting. By the way, the deep state in California, which are the unions, particularly the teachers union, Hollywood, you know, the big companies, the woke big companies, they have raised $80 million to save Governor Newsom. And so the ads are running. All the big socialists are in California trying to save Governor Newsom. Now, here's the deal. There's national significance in all of this. And it's really kind of funny. If you see the TV commercials, the socialists are running commercials trying to say that a vote against Gavin is a vote for Trump. And the Republicans are running commercials and in a sense saying that Newsom is kind of like Joe Biden, who has failed miserably in his first 8 months in office. So ironically, this is like a surrogate election for Trump and Biden. Now keep in mind that it's a long shot. I mean, the registrations in California are 2-1, socialist to Republican. So if Governor Newsom goes down, it's because a lot of voters have crossed over, because that would mean that enough Democrats, the Republicans, of course, will all vote for recall. We know that. So that's about 30% of the population. So they go in with 30% no. So the question is, are there going to be 20% or more of the Democrats in California, the socialists in California, voting to recall Governor Newsom? Now, here's the news. If the black population in California votes no, get rid of him, he's recalled, because they want to vote for Larry Elder, who's a conservative black, but he is a black, he'd be the first black governor of California, then there's a pretty good chance that Governor Newsom is going down. The repercussions are huge. Newsom, by the way, is tied by marriage, I think, to Nancy Pelosi. They're buds. They both have wineries, you know, in the wine country. They both go to the French Laundry, which is where Newsom was seen at that $500 and plus a plate dinner with no masks on. You know, his kids, by the way, have been in private schools where everybody else was in lockdown and had to wear masks. Newsom's kids were in private schools. That's all being touted against him. So it's going to be really interesting to see if Newsom holds on or not. By the way, he had been the mayor of San Francisco before he ran for governor. So he's tied to Nancy Pelosi. He's tied to Dianne Feinstein, you know, senator. And, you know, there's blood between them in terms of their, I don't know, some of these characters are related. They're definitely part of the deep state. So it's going to be very, very, very interesting to see if Governor Newsom survives this recall election. And if he doesn't, then California very likely is going to have its first black governor. Remember, the last time this happened, which Gray Davis was the socialist governor of California, and he was defeated in a recall by none other than the Terminator. Arnold Schwarzenegger became governor of California. And then the big issue was that the gas tax, I think license fees had doubled, car license fees had doubled. Nothing compared to what we're facing today in California. By the way, gasoline in California, thank you, Joe Biden, is about $5 a gallon, and it's going to be even more if they keep restricting production of energy in the United States. So you would think, when you look at all of the factors impacting California, that Grissom can't possibly survive. Now, we will have corruption in California. They will do ballot harvesting. Believe me, the dead are going to vote in California. Illegal aliens are going to vote in California. We see the train coming. I should have done that as the first segment. We definitely see the train coming because there was corruption in California in 2020 where illegal aliens voted, where the dead voted. And so, you know, we're going to see some corruption. Folks, never forget, the socialists will do anything to stay in power. The problem with all of this is it's killing California. California, when we moved to California when I was a kid in 1958, it was the golden state. It was wonderful living in California when I was a kid. But it's gone progressively, and I do mean progressively, downhill since there's been one-party government in California for 20 years where the socialists have controlled the state house, both houses of the legislature, and they have commanding control. So they have a supermajority. So even if the governor were to veto something, and this will be a challenge if a Republican does win, it'll be tough to sustain a veto because they have a supermajority in the legislature, both the assembly and the state legislature. And so at the end of the day, it's going to be really, really interesting if the people of California are fed up enough to get rid of Governor Grissom. I would think they would be, given all the factors, a high cost of living, a high cost of energy, homeless everywhere, lousy public schools, gridlock on California freeways, illegal aliens getting all sorts of free services. You know, if you look at all of the things that come together in California that are negative, you would think that there would be 50% plus one that want to get rid of this governor. It's going to be very interesting to see. Now, I do think if he wins, there will be corruption. It will be a lot of illegal votes. I'm convinced that that's going to happen because this ballot harvesting and mailing out unsolicited ballots, that who knows who's casting those votes? Nobody knows. And, you know, they don't require any ID in California for voting. There is no voter ID. So, you know, this is what the socialists want to do to the whole country. They want completely unrestricted elections with no checks and balances, no voter ID, ballot harvesting, mailing out unsolicited mail-in ballots. They want the Wild West, if you want to call it that. We'll take a quick time out and be back for more CEO Business Mind.
Are you caring for an older person or a loved one who needs assistance? Paragon Home Resources can help you maintain their independent living for as long as possible anywhere in the United States. We offer property management services to deal with all facets of maintaining the current home. We can also assist with obtaining a reverse mortgage to free up home equity to pay for home care and other needs. And should your loved one require assisted living or a move in with a family member, we can handle the details of selling the home for the best possible price. Paragon Home Resources can assist with helping you sort belongings to determine which will be kept and those that require an estate sale or donation to charity. Your Paragon Home Resources coordinator will be accessible through a convenient toll-free number. As part of our service, you'll get a needs assessment to determine the services that are necessary. Caring for a loved one doesn't have to be stressful. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at paragonhomeresources.com.
Whether you're thinking of starting a business or just moving up the corporate ladder, this is the place for practical advice. CEO Business Mind with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito for the second half of my show, CEO Business Mind. Again, if you want to get to me, it's very easy. Just Google CEOBusinessMind.com. Look for the box that says subscribe. Type in your email information. Follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you can take a look at my blog postings going back several years. You can see some of the businesses that we're in. You can even see some of the job openings that we might have in the United States and once in a while even outside. If you're interested in my political ranting and ravings, just go to nationalfreedomforum.com. Again, look for the box that says subscribe, type in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions, and if you do that, you will get my political blog postings every day. If you want to know more about Paragon Home Resources, just go to paragonhomeresources.com. Look for the box that says, or not the box, the line that says blog. Click on it. Again, type in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions, and if you do that, you'll get my home-related blog postings every day. If you've missed any of my shows, just go to TalkZone.com, and you'll see there all of my podcasts are hung going back weeks. You can catch up on any weeks that you might have missed. So again, today I want to talk, we're the third segment of the show, second half, third segment. I want to talk about woke companies and election integrity and abortion laws. You know, I am just stunned that there are the top 100 companies in the United States, perhaps in the world, that control 50% of our GDP. It is a tremendous amount of power in very few hands. These woke companies, many of them, are requiring their employees to go through critical race training, which is racist fake history, which is astounding to me. They are discriminating. If you happen to be white and various other minorities, but not Mexican or black, you're not going to get hired at many of these companies. And or before recruiters can hire you, I was just told this by a recruiter for one of these companies, and it's a big one. I won't name who they are, but it's a big one. Before they can hire a white person, an Asian, or an Indian, they have to prove that there was no black or no Mexican that they might have been able to hire. And even if the white person, the Mexican, the white person, the Asian, or the Indian is more qualified, they have to do what they can to hire the black person or the Mexican. Well, folks, what we have is incredible racial discrimination going on, reverse discrimination going on. I'm waiting for the class action lawsuits. I'm waiting for the class action lawsuits relevant to the training that they're doing, which is this woke training, critical race theory, gender-specific training. I'm waiting for the class action lawsuits because what these woke companies are doing is creating a hostile job environment or work environment, which is actionable, and I'm waiting for the class action lawsuits to come down. So now, in addition to that, those red states that are attempting to bring some common sense election integrity laws on the books, the woke companies are opposed to. They don't want voter ID. They don't want the cancellation of unsolicited mail-out ballots. They don't want an end to ballot harvesting. They want corrupt elections. This is the part I just don't get. And now in Texas, they passed a common sense abortion law, which basically says you cannot do an abortion once there's a heartbeat. There's generally a heartbeat of a fetus, a baby, at about 6 or 7 weeks. I know this, folks, because I have grandchildren. And the technology is so incredible today that, you know, my daughter-in-law's due from technology, from tests, within a week that they were pregnant. They say, oh, a lot of women don't know by 6 weeks if they were pregnant. My daughter-in-law's knew within a week of conception that they were pregnant. So I don't know what they're talking about. At 6 weeks, they were sending my wife and I on our iPhone a beating heartbeat. We could hear the heartbeat at 6 weeks. Actually, I think it was about 7 weeks. So now you have in Texas this abortion law, which has been ruled, I guess, constitutional by the Supreme Court. They didn't strike it down. So now there are other red states looking at this identical law that the court, on a 5-4 vote, ruled was okay. So now there are other red states saying, well, if Texas is doing this, we should simply adopt the exact same law. It's been tested at the Supreme Court level. We know it will survive because it already did. And so there are other states now attempting to pass this. You know, I have to chuckle because the city council in Portland, Oregon, and of course, Portland is a no-go zone. You know, they've got Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots going down, burning down the city, whatever. So the city council of Portland, Oregon voted that they don't want to do any business with the state of Texas. Really? So I guess the gasoline that comes from oil in Texas, they're going to do without. I guess the computer chips, many of which are made in Texas, they're gonna forego those chips in the products that are, you know, go into computers and cars and everything else. I mean, let's face it, folks. Portland, Oregon. Texas does not need Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon needs Texas. So the woke city council in Portland, which is a socialist left-wing city council, has passed a law saying they're not going to do business with Texas. Hee-haw, that's just hilarious. But what's worse is you've got big companies now that happen to be headquartered in Texas, like American Airlines. I have 5 million air miles on, well, actually 4 million on American, 1 million on other assorted airlines when I used to travel a lot for business, coming down on the state of Texas for passing a common sense election integrity law and for passing a common sense abortion limit. The folks that support abortion want abortion right up until birth and even after. And I have to tell you, you know, and I learned this the hard way, because I just assumed that all abortions, you know, were just, and I hate to be gruesome here, were sort of suction abortions, and that they were just sucking out some tissue and yada, yada, yada. Not so. Once a fetus is 3 months old, in order for that baby to be aborted, and I hate to be gruesome, but I think people have to hear this, they literally have to rip that baby apart. The abortionist uses clamps, rips that baby apart, limb from limb, takes out all of the parts, puts them on a table so that they can be sold for baby parts. It is the most disgusting, heinous procedure. I couldn't believe it when I heard it. And we were at, believe it or not, we were at a dinner, a Catholic dinner, and they had a former abortionist speaking, and he was describing what the methods were. I was stunned when I heard what was involved in later term abortions. So I think the law at 6 weeks or 7 weeks is perfectly adequate. Once you have a heartbeat, you have a human being. But what's critical here, that's side issue, I guess. What's critical is these woke companies, these companies that are taking political positions that half the country disagrees with. And what I've learned in business is you don't offend your customers if you want them to continue doing business with you. So already, you know, many people are not going to fly American Airlines anymore. Many people are not going to fly Delta because Delta is requiring vaccinations, mandatory, of their employees. Well, that's a controversial topic. But, you know, really, when these companies take these positions and they're extreme left-wing positions, there are people. Coca-Cola is another one. Coca-Cola told their employees, if you're white, you need to stop being so white. I don't know what that exactly means. I can't conceive of saying something like that to any of our employees. Imagine if you said to your black employees, you know, you have to stop being so black. That would be ridiculous and discriminatory and hateful. You'd be creating a hostile work environment. You'd end up with a class action lawsuit in about 22 seconds. I'm waiting for people, white people at Coca-Cola, to sue their employer because they're creating a hostile work environment. I don't get it. This is a business show. It's all about business. What these companies are doing in taking these social positions, supporting BLM, which is a terrorist organization, supporting Antifa, which is for sure a terrorist organization, giving these organizations money, I don't get it. These are organizations burning down cities, burning down businesses. It's crazy. We'll take a quick time out and be back for more CEO Business Mind.
Are you planning to move? Paragon Home Resources can help you sell or buy a home anywhere in the United States. We provide a home resources coordinator to manage all aspects of your move. We recommend qualified real estate agents and other services to prepare your home for sale. Best of all, if you sell or buy a home with our assistance, you could be eligible to receive a tax-free real estate commission cash reward. We can also help you obtain a mortgage at competitive interest rates. Our lenders offer fixed and adjustable rates, conforming and non-conforming loans, plus FHA and VA financing. We can also assist first-time buyers with as little as 5% down. And when it comes time to move, we can refer you to qualified movers or other companies to assist with self-moves. Paragon Home Resources helps make moving as easy as possible. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270. Or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.
Harnessing the entrepreneurial spirit of America. This is CEO Business Mind with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind for the fourth and final segment of our show today. I want to talk about Joe Biden's $3.5 trillion, I'm going to call it swindle-us plan, because it's so full of pork that it oinks. You know, and folks, Social Security and Medicare are both headed toward bankruptcy. In the next 10 years, the money is not going to be there to cover these entitlements. And at the end of the day, people are going to get less money in Social Security. They're probably going to get less Medicare benefits because something's got to give. The money's not there to pay for these existing entitlements. So what does Biden want to do in this $3.5 trillion swindle-us plan? He wants to forgive student loans. He wants to make community college free. I support that, by the way. I know when I went to community college for my first 2 years in the golden era of California, it cost me all of $5 a semester for the student activity card plus books. The tuition was free then, and I wasn't getting any kind of free schooling because I was poor or whatever. I was working. But nevertheless, for everybody, it was free. And I think, really, the first 2 years of college is like an extension of high school. It really is grade 13 and 14. I think community college should be free. I think that's a good thing. But he also has $400 billion in this $3.5 trillion scheme to cover home care for people. That sounds great. But here's the deal, folks. You have baby boomers turning 65 at the rate of 10,000 a day for the next 15 to 20 years. And so the notion that you're going to cover home care for people, you're going to pay for people to come in the home and take care of folks as we grow older. And I'm one of them, by the way. It's not going to be $400 billion. That's not going to be near enough because there's so many people that eventually may need home care. And let's face it, families have to step up. You know, there are instances here where, you know, families have to recognize that, you know, their parents took care of them when they were children. And to the extent that we may need to take care of our parents, presumably when they need help, in this case, it would be me because I'm one of those grandparents, you know, families need to step up. Now, fine, government can step in for folks that really need it. But some of these programs that they're talking about in this $3.5 trillion swindle-us plan, a lot of it is Green New Deal baloney that is going to raise the cost of energy, which hurts the poor the most. Folks, the energy cost is critical to the cost of everything. If you double the cost of energy because of the Green New Deal, inflation is going to go through the roof. It hurts the poor the most. You'll have gasoline at $10 a gallon. Forget about it. You know, and everybody says, oh, well, you're going to have electric cars. Oh, really? Well, that's funny. In California, during the summer, when the grid was taxed, Governor Grusom, he said to people who have electric cars, don't you dare plug in because there's not enough power. Well, if you have an electric car that's not even a hybrid, you can't use any gasoline with a fully electric car. Well, if you can't plug in because there's no electricity, there's not enough electricity to go around, how the hell are you supposed to use that car? And so we don't have good alternatives yet to produce the energy that would be necessary to support a first world economy. It doesn't exist today. We need to make energy safer, cleaner, and cheaper. And we need an all-of-the-above energy policy. Since Joe Biden was elected, we've gone from being energy independent to now begging Saudi Arabia to start sending us oil again. Are we insane? We've got oil in the ground here that we need to bring up. He stopped the Alaska drilling that Trump approved. He killed the Keystone Pipeline. And then he went and approved the pipeline from Russia to Germany. That's going to cost jobs in the United States. We could have shipped the Germans and Europeans liquefied natural gas. So instead, the Germans and other Europeans are going to pay the Russians billions of dollars that they then can use on nuclear weapons. Boy, that was smart, Joe Biden. What in the hell were you thinking? And so, you know, I look at this, and you've got this $3.5 trillion swindleless plan. Oh, by the way, included in that plan are all kinds of tax increases and other regulations that are going to kill jobs. It's crazy. Folks, we need to pray for Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia. Manchin has said, we'll see if he sticks to his guns, that he can only sign on to a $1 trillion swindleless plan, which means $2.5 trillion would disappear. And without Manchin's vote, they can't pass this because it won't meet the filibuster rule. You know, the Senate is evenly divided, and they would need Kamala Harris's vote to get this over the top. And if Manchin votes no, there's some talk that Kristen Sinema from Arizona may vote no. If one or two of them votes no, this $3.5 trillion swindleless plan will not be enacted into law. Nancy Pelosi, she'll get it done in the House most likely, but they won't get it done in the Senate. The only way to get it done would be to eliminate the filibuster, and Manchin has said he will not vote to eliminate the filibuster. So we better hope that this $3.5 trillion swindleless plan is never enacted into law. It's so full of lard and pork. And, you know, look, the bigger government gets, and I don't care who the president is, the premise is the bigger government gets, the less freedom we have. It's just that simple. So the more money they take from us, it's at the expense of our freedoms. I want my money to spend on my family and my grandchildren and the things that are important to me, charities and other things that we support. I don't want to give my money to the government with all the waste, fraud, and abuse and corruption we see. The government, this president, Joe Biden, just left $85 billion worth of military hardware to the Taliban in Afghanistan. $85 billion of military hardware was left behind. Is this the dumbest thing you ever heard of in your life? And they want us to pay higher taxes to support craziness? I don't think so. I don't think so, folks. You know, you need to call your congressman, call your senator, and you tell them this $3.5 trillion swindleless plan. Tell them no, vote no, vote no, vote no. The Democrats, of course, the socialists will not vote no. Most of them will vote for it. Let's just pray that Joe Manchin sticks to his guns. He said he will not support this, and without his vote, it isn't going anywhere. And so most likely they're gonna split the difference, and maybe it'll end up being $1.5 trillion. It's better than $3.5 trillion, because right now this is so full of lard and so full of pork that it stinks to high heavens. You know, there's that saying, you can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. This is what that is, folks. This $3.5 trillion swindleless plan will kill jobs, will make the cost of energy go through the roof. It will destroy our country. It will destroy our economy. This is the dumbest thing that I've ever seen in my life. Well, I shouldn't say the dumbest. I've seen a lot of dumb things come out of government in my life that hurt people. And, you know, even the good intentions sometimes of government always end up screwing people. I don't understand why it is. You know, I have a sign here, Ronald Reagan, where Reagan basically said, government is not the solution. Government is the problem. The bigger the government gets, the more corruption we have. The more money they take from us, the less freedom we have. And so we've got to stand up, folks, and we got to say enough. We see what's happening in our public schools. We started with our public schools. We spend more on public education than any other country in the world, and our results are dismal. Or we rank like number 26 or something in the world in some of the disciplines in science and technology. And yet we spend more money than any other country in the world. How is this possible? Where is the money going? They have administrators on top. We have four layers of education bureaucrats, federal, state, county, local. You got more administrators twiddling their thumbs doing nothing and not enough money going into the classroom. We need merit pay for teachers. We need bonuses for administrators that produce results. We need to be able to fire people who don't get the job done in education. And yet we can't because of tenure and other rules that exist. So I don't want to give government more money. That's insane. That's insane. We see what a mess they make. Look at Afghanistan. $2 trillion down the drain. Thousands of people killed or wounded. And they just turn Afghanistan right back over to the Taliban. This is where we started 20 years ago. We're going to celebrate, I wouldn't say celebrate, recognize the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And at the same time, we give Afghanistan back to the very terrorists that were involved in 9/11. Are we insane? Have we reached insanity in this country? I think so. And yet here we are. You've got Joe Biden proposing a $3.5 trillion. I'm not saying billion, folks. $1 trillion is $1,000 billion. This is $3,500 billion that he's proposing to spend on every single pork lard that you could possibly think of. It stinks like a pig with lipstick on. It is a pig. And we've got to say to our elected representatives, whoa, we don't want this. We don't want this. We don't want to pay for this. We don't want you to steal our money. We don't want you to confiscate more in taxes. We got to put this deal down. It's a swindleless plan that would hurt the people of the United States. Well, we're out of time for this week, folks, but I hope you'll join me next week again for more CEO Business Mind.
Are you caring for an older person or a loved one who needs assistance? Paragon Home Resources can help you maintain their independent living for as long as possible anywhere in the United States. We offer property management services to deal with all facets of maintaining the current home. We can also assist with obtaining a reverse mortgage to free up home equity to pay for home care and other needs. And should your loved one require assisted living or a move in with a family member, we can handle the details of selling the home for the best possible price. Paragon Home Resources can assist with helping you sort belongings to determine which will be kept and those that require an estate sale or donation to charity. Your Paragon Home Resources coordinator will be accessible through a convenient toll-free number. As part of our service, you'll get a needs assessment to determine the services that are necessary. Caring for a loved one doesn't have to be stressful. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.